ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
So we are reading on Bhagavad Gita as it is, third chapter, verse 26. This chapter is entitled Karma Yoga. So please repeat after me. Na
na
buddhi vedham
buddhi vedham
janayet
janayet
na buddhi vedham janayet
na buddhi vedham janayet
na buddhi vedham janayet
na buddhi vedham janayet
Agyanam,
Agyanam,
Karma Sanginam,
Karma Sanginam,
Agyanam Karma Sanginam,
Agyanam Karma Sanginam,
Agyanam Karma Sanginam,
Agyanam Karma Sanginam,
Joshaye,
Joshaye,
Sarvakarmani,
Sarvakarmani,
Joshaye Sarvakarmani,
Joshaye Sarvakarmani.
Joshayet sarvakarmani,
Joshayet sarvakarmani,
Vidvan,
Vidvan,
Yuktaha,
Yuktaha,
Samacharam,
Samacharam,
Vidvan, Yuktaha, Samacharam,
Vidvan, Yuktaha, Samacharam,
Vidvan, Yuktaha, Samacharam,
Vidvan, Yuktaha, Samacharam,
Na buddhi bhedam janaye,
Na buddhi bhedam janaye,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Vidvan yukta samacharam,
Vidvan yukta samacharam,
Na buddhi bhedam janaye,
Na buddhi bhedam janaye,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Vidvan yukta samacharam,
Vidvan yukta samacharam,
Na buddhi bhedam janayet,
Na buddhi bhedam janayet,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Vidvan yukta samacharam,
Vidvan yukta samacharam,
Na buddhi bhedam janayet,
Na buddhi bhedam janayet,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Vidvan yukta samacharam,
Na buddhi vedam janayet,
Agnanam karma sanginam,
Agnanam karma sanginam,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Vidvan yukta samacharam,
Vidvan yukta samacharam.
Anyone else?
I really can't, I don't. Na buddhi bhedam janayet,
Na buddhi bhedam janayet,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Agyanam karma sanginam,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Joshayet sarva karmani,
Vidva yukta samacharam,
Vidva yukta samacharam.
We will read the word by word. No. Na,
na,
not,
not,
buddhi vedam,
buddhi vedam,
disruption of intelligence,
disruption of intelligence,
janayet,
janayet,
he should cause,
he should cause,
agyanam,
agyanam,
of the foolish,
of the foolish,
karma sanginam,
karma sanginam,
who are attached to fruitive, work.
Who are attached to fruitive work.
Joshayet.
Joshayet.
He should dovetail.
He should dovetail.
Sarva.
Sarva.
All.
All.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Work.
Work.
Vidvan.
Vidvan.
A learned person.
A learned person.
Yuktaha.
Yuktaha.
Engaged.
Engaged.
Samacharam.
Samacharam.
Practicing.
Practicing.
Conversation proposed by the Divine Vaishnava Prabhupada. So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. Please repeat after me. So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men. Attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties.
Attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties.
A learned person. Should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion. He should engage them in all sorts of activities. For the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. Purpose. Vidaischa sarve aham niva vidyo. That is the end of all Vedic rituals. All rituals, all performances of sacrifices, and everything that is put into the Vedas, including all direction for material activities, are meant for understanding Krishna, who is the ultimate goal of life. But because the conditioned souls do not know anything beyond sense gratification, they study the Vedas to that end. But through fruitive activities and sense gratification, regulated by the Vedic rituals, one is gradually elevated to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a realized soul in Krishna consciousness should not disturb others in their activities or understanding. But he should act by showing how the results of all work can be dedicated to the service of Krishna. The learned Krishna conscious person may act in such a way that the ignorant person working for sense gratification may learn how to act and how to behave. Although the ignorant man is not to be disturbed in these activities, a slightly developed Krishna conscious person may directly be engaged in the service of the Lord without waiting for other Vedic formulas. For this fortunate man, there is no need to follow the Vedic rituals, because by direct Krishna consciousness one can have all the results one would otherwise derive from following one's prescribed duties. Om Gyanat Mirandasya Gyanam Gyanashakaya Sakshura Meritanena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovinishtam Sthapitam Vidyabhutare Swayam Rupa Karama Hyam Dadati Svaparantikam Mamsha Karpataru Vyascha Krita Sindhu Vyavipacha Patitanam Pavane Vyavashya Namo Namo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
repeat the verse. So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruited results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. So, first of all, I wish to thank you all for coming to this lecture on Bhagavad Gita. And I want to thank also the devotees to having engaged me in this service. So, the previous days we have seen that there is different, according to Vedic culture, there is different classification of human society. There is four categories, namely the intelligent class, which is the Brahmanas, the administrative class, which is the Kshatriyas, the business class, which is the Vaishyas, and the laborers, who are called Shudras. So, basically, this is the society how it should be divided. On top of the society are the Brahmanas. Brahmanas means that one who has the knowledge, to spiritual knowledge, as well as material knowledge, but especially spiritual knowledge. And then he can guide the other class of society. Kshatriyas are the rulers of the society. The rulers are those who engage everybody to one particular activity. So for example, the president or the king of states, or president of state, he is supposedly to be a Kshatriya. So he should have the knowledge how to engage others in their particular duties. Then there is the Vaishyas, who are those who provide all kinds of necessities for life, like foodstuffs, vegetables, clothes, everything which is exchanged. So those are the Vaishyas, and also they take particularly care of cows and land. Then there is the last class, which is called the Shudras, who are those who have no particular qualifications, but their qualification is that they are likely to serve other class. For example, there is those who are cleaning the buildings, those who are making all types of manual work, and in cooperation with the other classes. So this division, this division is is given by the Lord. The Lord is giving this division of society in the Bhagavad Gita. I don't remember which chapter exactly it is given. Yes?
4:15.
4:15. 4:13. So 4:13. So it is said, let's see, 4:13. We can look at the chapter 4 and verse 13.
13.
So, according to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. So, here Krishna says that I am the creator of these divisions of society. So now let's speak a little bit of Bhagavad, what is Bhagavad Gita. Maybe not everybody knows who is speaking and who is listening. So Bhagavad Gita is a dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna. Sri Krishna is the personality of Godhead, the supreme personality of Godhead, as Sri Prabhupada always mentioned. It is said in the Vedic literature, Ishvara Parama Krishna, which means the supreme controller is Krishna. So that is a statement to show that there is no one equal to or superior to Krishna. Otherwise, what is the meaning of supreme? So, Parama Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna. The supreme controller is Krishna. So, here Krishna is speaking to Arjuna the science of spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge means that we have to understand that there is a distinction between the material body and the actual living entity, which is a spirit soul. It is said in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Avinashi tutat vidi vinashama vyasya. I miss the one, but it's okay. Nakashit katum arhasi. That means, oh Arjuna, try to understand about the indestructible, which is imperishable. Try to know about the spirit soul, in other words, which is indestructible, imperishable, and which no one can kill at any time. Na kaschit katum arhasi. So basically the difference between the material body and the spiritual soul is that one is temporary and the other is eternal. Avinash. Vinash means to be destroyed. Avinash means to be indestructible. So the soul is like this, indestructible. Krishna says, there was never a time where you and me and all of these kings assembled in this battlefield of Kurukshetra. There was never a time when I did not exist, nor there will be any time that we shall cease to be, shall never cease to be. So that is the spirit soul. The spirit soul is always, ever existing. And the material body is not ever existing. we have experience, yes.
Is there a difference between the spirit and the soul? What does it say? What does Bhagavad Gita say about the spirit and what does it say about the soul? Is there a difference?
We are speaking about soul, atma. Soul is the living entity. And the soul is spiritual. So what is spiritual is what is non-material.
Mm-hmm.
And the characterization of something material is that it is always degraded by the time effect. Time is always destroying everything.
Mm-hmm.
We can see to a smaller scale or to a bigger scale, everything is destroyed by time.
Mm-hmm.
A small ant is destroyed within one day. And we can see also the big mountains, they are gradually destroyed by the effect of erosion during thousands of years. Everything is destroyed in this material world. What is spiritual is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
So spiritual means eternal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now, in the verse of today, Krishna is advising us that the learned person who knows the difference between the spiritual and the material body, and also the aim of life, should not disturb others in their particular duties, but rather he should try his best to induce them to engage their activities in the service of Krishna, somehow or other. So the question may be raised, okay, to engage our activities to the service of Krishna, okay, but why? A simple question may be raised that, why should I engage my activities to Krishna? So the answer is that Krishna says Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, which means I am the creator of everything which exists. He says also that every spiritual spark, which is a living entity, is like a small spark. The size of that spark is 1/10,000. Is that like this? I don't know. 1/10,000 of a tip of a hair. And it is said that it is residing in the heart. So this spiritual spark is a part and parcel of Krishna, says Krishna. So Krishna is the world, and we are tiny living entities, part and parcels of the world. And the example is often given that if you study yourself, you can understand the world. Just as you take a drop of water from the ocean, you may analyze it and see that there is oxygen, there is salt, and there is hydrogen. So you can see in a little drop of water, you can see this composition, hydrogen. And therefore you understand the composition of the whole ocean. So similarly, if we try to understand about ourselves, then we might come to an understanding of the Supreme Self. The most important to remember is that the small self have always a relationship with the Supreme Self. That is what is interesting in Krishna consciousness, that Maybe sometimes it can be taken as, okay, there is a very huge philosophy, but it seems a little dry. But actually not, because the aim of this philosophy is to understand Samvandagyan. Samvandagyan means the link which the link which is between the small spiritual spark and the Supreme Self. So mainly between us, living entities, and between Krishna. There is always an exchange between the Supreme and the subordinate. This exchange is an exchange of love, ultimately. Ultimately, the exchange between the Supreme Personality and the tiny living entity is about love, love reciprocation. So that is interesting. And I think that we all of us, after all, we are looking after what are we looking for? We want to be loved, and we want also to love. That is the natural propensity of the living entity. Otherwise, what is the aim of life? Otherwise, there is no aim of life. Otherwise, it is not worthy of living, isn't it? So,
ask again.
Yes, please.
What are the techniques to increase your love?
What are the techniques?
Yeah, okay, chanting. Is there other one like meditations and particular way of meditation to increase your love?
Yes, there is. Yes. It is said in the Vedic literature, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Mayu Kevalam, Karuna Siva, Nasiva, Nasiva, Satyit Anyatha, which means in this age, Kali Yuga, which is the age of hypocrisy and quarrel, there is no other way, it's repeated three times. There is no other way if you want to attain spiritual love or actual love than to chant the holy names. This is said like this. So basically, the process is that Chetodharpanam, Mahajanam, Mahavamahadavagni Yavapanam. We have Mahadavagni in our hearts. In our heart, we have dust which covers our spiritual being. The spiritual being is always, in his original state, is always Satchit Ananda. He is full of eternity, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. That is the most important part. So,
curious.
Yeah. So, Sat Chit Ananda. And it is interesting because if we analyze the particularity of the material body, we can see it is Asat Achit Nirhananda. Which means not eternal, full of ignorance, always in anxiety, always we have doubt about whether I should do this, I should do that. And we are always in suffering state of life. We are not full of this in this prison body. So because our being is Sat Chit Ananda, actually, full of eternality, I mean, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, because this is our natural constitution. The being is not satisfied to be temporary and suffering and always in doubt. It is not. We are not satisfied. Yeah, we are not satisfied. Therefore, we want to know the aim of life. So the process is very simple. That as I said, we have impurities which covers our real identity. And to clear this dust or these impurities, it is said that if you chant the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, actually, because Krishna is in your heart, Aham Sarvasya Vidhi Sari Vishto, I am situated in everyone's heart. And also, Aham Sarva Suhridam, Sarva Bhutanam Suhridam, something like this. I am the best friend, the well-wisher of every living entity. So, I am situated in everyone's heart, and I am the best friend. Everybody. So, when we call for Krishna, Krishna is really happy to help us. He is our best friend. He helps us. He helps us. How he helps us? Marjanam. Chetodarpanam Marjanam. He is actually cleansing our hearts. Gradually, he is cleansing our heart. And gradually, the first symptoms that appears is peace of mind.
First quality.
Yes, sorry?
Quality more than symptoms, I hope.
Quality? Yes.
Sorry, it's not quality.
Yes, no.
You said the first symptoms that appears is a peaceful mind, and I said it's more, I hope, a quality than a symptom. It's not.
Depends on the point.
Yeah. Because it's a good thing. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Because it's a good thing.
Yes. That's, yes. Because symptoms, yes, in our ordinary language, we speak of symptoms when somebody is sick.
Mm-hmm. And actually, we are healing through that process.
Yes.
So,
but the symptom means.
Sorry for interrupting. You have knowledge.
Actually, I should say because it is not. It is meant to be an exchange or so. So I should actually try to be more interactive. So please feel free whenever you have a comment. Question to interrupt me because it is not easy to understand everything, especially when we come for the first times. It is not easy, so I am aware that there might be some difficulties sometimes. So please feel free to interrupt me.
Yes. What is the difference between chanting the mantra and singing it in the way we do it right on the temple and during the night?
Yes.
The kirtan. What is the difference between chanting and singing it?
Well, the chanting means to recite the mantra.
Mm-hmm.
The chanting is more about a personal meditation. And the singing is also personal meditation, but personal meditation shared with others. That is the singing. So I don't know if you have been in the kirtan hall. So that is a practical example of what is the effect of the Mahamantra.
Mm-hmm.
And we have spoken about bliss, about knowledge, and about eternity. But what is the proof of that? That when we chant, then what is the proof? We often say that the proof in the pudding is in the eating. So by chanting, yes. So by just taking a little piece of pudding, we can see, oh, this is a nice pudding. Nice, it is sweet and tasty. So by chanting, we can see when we went to the kirtan hall that the devotees were jumping and dancing in ecstasy, yes.
That's what we do there is chanting. Chant. Or that singing.
Yeah, actually.
Because, I mean, my question was this chanting which you have to do 108 times, like 16
yes.
times. I thought that you are what you call chanting, like when you do it on yourself, like just.
Yes. There is differentiation between japa and kirtan.
Mm-hmm.
Japa is personal meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Yeah, so that's what you do. You have to do it 108 times.
Yes.
And 16 times, 108 times.
Yes. 16 times, 108 times. So we begin here, and then there is 108 beats.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes one time, one round.
One round.
One round. Then we do the other way, and we do another round.
Okay, why? Why is that like every day, and why so that particular number? Like why it's 108? Why it's not 109?
Well, because this is the minimum. Because it's the minimum. Srila Prabhupada said at least 16 rounds.
Mm.
So because we have you know when we chant. For a period of time, you know, especially in the beginning, Krishna is showing a lot of mercy when we chant because he is well knowing that it is difficult for us to realize what is our difficulty in our hearts, what is our actual impurities. So, first of all, Krishna gives a lot of realization and a lot of mercy that we can actually feel the result of chanting.
It's a form of begging in a sense, begging for understanding.
Yes, that's what it is. That's a nice way to chant. Yes. And so why we chant so much, at least the minimum? Because it has been so much, you know, we have been entrapped in this material body since time immemorial. It has been, one time we have been a demigod, one time we have been a small ant, one time we have been a tiger, one time we have been a boar, one time we have been a bird, and one time we have been a human being. So, like this, it is called samsara.
Mm.
And we have heard about the wheel of birth and death. We heard about this. And reincarnation. So, sometimes reincarnation in our society seems mystical and very attractive. Oh, reincarnation is nice. I can reincarnate in so many different bodies. And actually, this is not really nice. And the reason is because every living entity in this material world. Sorry, I don't want to scare you, it is good to know the truth. So every living entity is in anxiety. When we see, for example, a bird, we might see that it's a happy bird. Is a happy bird flying, and going here and there. Well, that might be the case to some extent, but we can see when as soon as he reached the floor, he is in total anxiety, like this. You can see him. He is afraid of being killed at any time. So basically the reincarnation is not recommended. So what is recommended is to finish this material. And that is by changing the consciousness in our activities. Srila Prabhupada said, it is not that we have to stop our present activities. It is not that somebody is a teacher, then he has heard about Krishna, then he has to stop teaching everything and becoming a monk. Some might do like this. But otherwise, the process is that somehow or other we have to connect with Krishna. So it is a gradual process. By hearing about Krishna, then we will develop the desire of speaking about Krishna. So it is recommended first of all to hear a lot about Krishna. To hear, to read the books. Because to read the books is the same as if you hear, actually. Especially if you speak aloud. Vidaischa sarve aham eva vidyo. That is the end of all the different choices. When you hear, when you read, you are actually hearing. And Srila Prabhupada says, let's speak about the goal of this practice. The goal is love of God and to attain love of God. So when you want to love somebody, when you are attracted to somebody, usually you are attracted to somebody, therefore you want to know about him. You want to know where does he live. You want to know what is his activities. You want to know what does he likes. And you want to know every detail. You want to know who he is associating with. You want to know which type of garments he is wearing. You want to know how he is, arranging his hair and everything. You want to know every detail, isn't it? And, because it is somebody who attracts you very much. So you want to know him fully. So it is the same for loving God. If we want to love God, we have to know about him. Otherwise, some say that, yes, I love God, I do love God, but when we ask them, well, who is God? What his activities? What his activities? What he's doing? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just love God. So, like this, it is not possible. It is not possible. It is not possible because to some extent we can have some love. It is not impossible, but. But if we want to love him fully, then we have to know him. We have to know. And therefore, there is Bhagavad Gita, there is Shastras, there is spiritual masters, and devotees. So those books, they are giving us actually the remembrance of Krishna. This is about remembering Krishna. So I will finish with that point. Certainly, I don't know what time is it now. Yes. So. I can go on unlimitedly. So it is
we'll do a festival for you.
So Srila Prabhupada said in the introduction, it is very, very interesting. It is a prayer. Srila Prabhupada made this humble prayer that if only, and we can read actually, this is the introduction, the end of the introduction. If only one can derive the ultimate benefit by studying this Bhagavad Gita as it is, and becoming a pure devotee, then we should consider this mission a great success. So this is the end of introduction, or this is the end of what? Okay. Oh yes, maybe this is the end of preface. Mm.
Preface.
Yes. This is page 19, I think. I mean, you know, in Roman numbers. Srila Prabhupada says, our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching the whole world this central point. What is the central point? The central point is that one has to satisfy the senses of the Lord. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching the whole world this central point. And because we are not polluting the theme of Bhagavad Gita as it is, anyone seriously interested in deriving benefit by studying the Bhagavad Gita must take help from the Krishna consciousness movement for practical understanding of Bhagavad Gita under the direct guidance of the Lord. We hope, therefore, that people will derive the greatest benefits by studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, as we have presented it here. And if even one man becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, we shall consider our attempt a success. And see, Bhaktivedanta Swami. So, thank you very much. If you have any question or comment, please. So, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavate Gita ki jai. Always personal liberty.
Jai Prabhupada.